Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read from Audiophile Magazine. My name is Sarah. Today we're going to start off with some historical fiction title reviews and basically a review of Tananarive Due's books, starting with a review, The Reformatory, by Tananarive Due, read by Janice Abbott Pratt. Janice Abbott Pratt masterfully recreates a 1950s Florida reformatory in this story based on a relative of author Tananarive Due and other actual people and events. Listeners meet 12-year-old Robbie Stevens Jr. and Gloria, his 16-year-old sister, after Robbie is arrested for defending her from a white boy. While in the segregated reform school, Robbie experiences and witnesses unfathomable punishment for tiny infractions. As Gloria attempts to free him, Abbott Pratt's finest creations emerge. 83-year-old Miss Lottie and her ancient pickup truck. Abbott Pratt expertly portrays the story's crushing atmosphere, as well as fearless Gloria, terrified boys, and, most movingly, the Haints, ghosts of dead boys, who assist Robbie with his escape. Although painful, this is essential listening about a shameful blot on American history. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 20.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-716-0139 for $29.99. And more listening from Tananarive Due includes Freedom in the Family by Tananarive Due and Patricia Stevens Due, read by Patricia Floyd and Lizanne Mitchell. Available unabridged from Recorded Books, library edition as CD, MP3, or digital download. Ghost Summer Stories, read by Tananarive Due, Robin Miles, and Janina Edwards, available unabridged from Blackstone Audio. Trade edition, CD, MP3, or digital download. Joplin's Ghost, read by Lizanne Mitchell, available unabridged from Recorded Books. Library edition, CD, MP3, or digital download. My Soul to Keep, read by Peter Francis James, available unabridged from Recorded Books. Library edition, CD, MP3, or digital download. And finally, The Wishing Pool and Other Stories, read by William Demerit and Jasmine Walker, available unabridged from Recorded Books. Library edition, CD, MP3, or digital download. And now for some other historical fiction titles. The Armor of Light, Kingsbridge, Book 5, by Ken Follett, read by John Lee. This audiobook brings to life 18th century Kingsbridge, England, where class warfare engulfs workers who are seeking security amid owners who value progress over people. Narrated skillfully by golden voice John Lee, the latest Follett novel offers superb dialogue, fascinating relationships and characters from varying religions, classes, and political perspectives. The glue that holds the audiobook together is Lee, who is adept at defining every aspect of the story. Whether he is delivering subtly nuanced tones, intensity born of political desperation, or verbal frustration from employees who know that their bosses care not a whit about them, Lee masterfully represents each character and event, allowing personalities to emerge and highlight the struggles that eventually lead to political, personal, and business transformations. It's available from Penguin Audio, 21.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-9629 for $32.50. Books on Tape has the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-9636 for $95. Mary and the Birth of Frankenstein, by Anna Eckhout, translated by Laura Watkinson, read by L. Potter. L. Potter offers an outstanding narration of author Eckhout's speculative fiction. What might have inspired Mary Shelley's now classic horror story? Mary, her soon-to-be husband, poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, and her stepsister, Claire, spend the summer of 1816 in Switzerland with Lord Byron and his personal physician, Dr. John Polidori. One cold, rainy night, Byron proposes a contest to see who can write the best ghost story. Potter's sensuous, breathy voice is perfect for this strange, moody piece. She's especially compelling as Mary looks back on that time of passion and young love, of myths and fantastic fables. Whether Mary grieves her lost child or recounts erotic intimacies, Potter allows for Mary's fragility while still giving her unquestionable strength. Dreamy, dark, and spellbinding listening. It's available from Harper Audio, 11 hours long, unabridged, trade edition at digital download, ISBN 978-006-325-6774 for $27.99. The Curse of Pietro Houdini by Derek B. Miller, read by Gabra Zachman. Gabra Zachman transports listeners to Italy amid the chaos of World War II. Massimo, a young teen scarred by both physical and emotional trauma, is taken under the wing of the enigmatic Pietro Houdini. Together, they find refuge in the Abbey of Monte Cassino, where they plan an audacious art heist with the help of a growing band of misfits. Zachman masterfully brings the protagonists to life, creating a selection of credible and likable characters. In particular, Zachman's delivery highlights both Pietro's distinctiveness and Massimo's evolving nature as the story unfolds. Her confident pronunciation of Italian and German names, coupled with her impeccable timing, creates a thoroughly captivating listen. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-179-717-0534 for $24.99. The Porcelain Maker by Sarah Freethy, read by Kristen Atherton. In a practiced-sounding tone, Kristen Atherton narrates this dual-timeline historical fiction revolving around Nazi-era porcelain figurines created at the Allach Porcelain Factory in a subcamp of Dachau concentration camp. There, Clara Vogel searches for her father's identity. Atherton adopts a Midwestern accent for the opening scenes, set in 1993 Cincinnati. The balance of this story is set in Germany from 1929 through 1942. Atherton reverts to the polished British accent with hints of German as Austrian-Jewish architect Max Ehrlich and Bettina Vogel, a celebrated avant-garde painter, are drawn to each other and begin a romance laced with sadness. Atherton's steady, cultured tones help dull the horrors of Nazi Germany, especially the concentration camp and virulently anti-Semitic and racial slurs. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 11.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-125-029-0748 for $26.95. Chenneville by Paulette Giles, read by Grover Gardner. Grover Gardner brings the Old West to life in this slow-burn tale of vengeance set against a backdrop of post-Civil War lawlessness. John Chenville is a Union soldier who is struggling to regain his memories while recovering from a head wound on his family homestead in St. Louis. Gardner gives Chenville a light drawl and a steady, even tone that belies his fierce determination to find the man who murdered his sister and her family. With only a name to go on, Dodd, Chenville sets out on a manhunt that will take him deep into Texas. Gardner's Missouri French accents are impressive, particularly with Furman, the family's anxious manservant. A must-listen for mystery and history fans alike. Available from Harper Audio, 11.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-006-325-2714 for $27.99. And now for some mystery and suspense titles. Alex Cross Must Die, Alex Cross, Book 31, by James Patterson, read by Wayne Carr, Inger Tudor, Zeno Robinson, William Christopher Stevens, Peter Giles, Kif Vandenhoevel, and Jim Meskimen. Fans of James Patterson will no doubt appreciate the latest installment in the Alex Cross series. A cast of thousands, Okay, 7. Take on roles that range from good cops to killers, spouses, and family members in what sounds like a made-for-TV drama. Wayne Carr does an excellent job portraying the gravitas, intellect, and humanity of Cross. Kif Van den Heuvel serves double duty as a beleaguered police captain who is investigating the latest horrific crime, as well as the terrorists behind it. And special mention must be made for the work of Jim Meskimen, who employs a thick brogue to portray an old, infirm, but still deadly killer. Each performer brings a unique take to their role, which makes for an entertaining listen as Cross tracks down not one, but two killers. Available from Hachette Audio, 8.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-166-862-3312 for $27.99, also CD. Resurrection Walk, Lincoln Lawyer, Book 7, by Michael Connolly, read by Peter Giles, Titus Welliver, and Christine Lakin. Peter Giles masterfully portrays the Lincoln lawyer, Mickey Haller, a defense attorney whose office is his car. Giles is joined by Titus Welliver as LAPD Detective Harry Bosch and Christine Lakin as Renee Ballard. Haller, having just experienced the exhilaration of overturning an innocent man's conviction, has launched his own innocence project. With Bosch's help, Haller is now pursuing incarcerated Lucinda Sands's innocence in the murder of her husband, a sheriff's deputy. Various adversaries are determined to thwart their mission. Drama is skillfully played out through the investigation and tense courtroom scenes. Listeners once again experience Bosch's struggles working for the defense and gain insight into Haller's enlightenment. Michael Connelly's enthralling crime-slash-legal thriller, presented by three exceptional narrators, provides a totally compelling listening experience. It's available from Hachette Audio, 10.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-166-863-2345 for $31.99, also available as CD. A Chateau Under Siege by Martin Walker, read by Robert Ian McKenzie. Robert Ian McKenzie returns to portray Bruce Courage, chief of police in the small town in Dordogne, France. After a high-ranking official in the French Secret Service is injured during a historical reenactment, Bruno and his team set out to discover whether it was an accident or something more sinister. McKenzie's fondness for the character shines as he creates highly believable characters in Bruno and his wide circle of friends. In Bruno, he creates a grounded character who combines his love of cooking and rural life with his strong sense of duty. McKenzie also demonstrates his talent with international accents, as the plot brings people of various nationalities into the adventure. It's available from Recorded Books at a length of 9.25 hours unabridged. Library edition, digital download, ISBN 979-888-956-5796 for $29.99, also available as CD or MP3. The Exchange by John Grisham, read by Eduardo Ballerini. Eduardo Ballerini masterfully narrates this sequel, reacquainting listeners with Mitch and Abby McDear, 15 years after their harrowing misadventures in The Firm. Mitch, now a partner in the largest law firm in the world, faces an intense kidnapping crisis in Libya involving a Turkish client and an associate of Mitch's. Ballerini leverages his talent with accents as the action moves back and forth from New York to Rome, Libya, Morocco, and Maine. Ballerini also finds credible voices for Abby and for the McDears' twin 8-year-old sons. The more mature Mitch seems to have lost his ingenuity, legal sharpness, and fearlessness while maintaining his persistence and sense of justice. The result is a well-narrated audiobook of a somewhat disappointing story. It's available from Random House Audio, 9 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-360-7480 for $25, also available as CD. Books on tape as the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-360-7497 for $95. The Manor House by Jillie McMillan, read by Ethan Reed, Natalie Buscombe, Claire Corbett, Vanilla Woolger, Josh Dillon, Ben Allen, and Sean Thomas. The rich voices and intelligent deliveries of seven talented narrators make it possible to keep this novel's many characters straight. After a huge lottery win, Nicole and Tom build their dream house on an estate in Gloucestershire. The state-of-the-art glass barn has everything, including glitches. When Tom is found dead in their swimming pool, Nicole is devastated. Was Tom's death an accident, or something sinister? Nearby neighbours Sasha, Ollie, Kitty and Anna, along with Tom's old friend Patrick, offer Nicole support, but the uneasy feeling remains until the surprising conclusion. Chapters are divided into individual observations that allow each character a voice and each narrator an opportunity to shine. With more twists than a labyrinth, the story soon makes clear that nothing is what it seems. It's available from Harper Audio, 11.75 hours unabridged, trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-0063074422 for $27.99. And now we move on to classics and poetry titles. The Antiquary, Waverley, Book 3, by Sir Walter Scott, read by David Rintoul. Scott's genial romance, mixing elements of comedy, adventure, melodrama, and mystery, presents difficulties that David Rintoul's skilled, heartfelt performance more than overcomes. To defects of its period, published 1816, such as slowness and verbosity, the book adds frequent Latin quotations, glossed in asides, and conversations in the Scots dialect, sometimes impenetrable, though one usually gathers the gist. While Rintoul's German accent for the book's villain mostly sounds Eastern European, his other accents seem natural and his rich, resonant voice brings the dialogue to life and enhances the narrative sections. His acting is so vivid and true, his attunement to feeling so fine, his narration so vibrant, that his performance sweeps the listener along in the story, delivering far more entertainment than the text alone could provide. It's available from Naxos Audiobooks, 18 hours long unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-178-198-4413 for $44. The Iliad by Homer, translated by Emily Wilson, read by Audra MacDonald. Tony Award-winning actor Audra MacDonald performs Emily Wilson's new translation of one of the world's oldest stories. The 10-year war between the Greeks and the Trojans nears its end, but Achilles, the mightiest warrior of his time, refuses to continue fighting after receiving a gross insult from Agamemnon. Without Achilles, the Greeks begin losing droves of warriors, and the Trojans can almost taste their long-fought-for victory. MacDonald gives a performance for the ages as she narrates this epic with a masterful sense of rhythm, drawing out the suspense of the back and forth between the Greeks and the Trojans. Her voice captures the clamour and clash of war, bringing to our mind's eye the deadly battle between men and gods alike. It's available from Audible, 20.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download for $44.95. So to Speak, Penguin Poets, by Terence Hayes, read by Terence Hayes. Terence Hayes is a fine poet and a fine reader of his poetry, and this audiobook offers a lovely experience of both. Some of the poems here, particularly the American Sonnets, a formal variation of Hayes's invention, need a little more help than he can give in terms of identifying the structure of lines and stanzas, so those studying the works may want to have the printed text handy for reference. Still, there is a great deal of pleasure to be had in just listening to the author read, as he explores his experiences as a black man, a father, a son, a student, and an American in the time of President Trump. It's available from Penguin Audio, 1.5 hours long unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0-59-368-4009 for $10. Books on Tape has the library edition. Digital download, ISBN 978-0-59-368-4016 for $28.50. The Hand of Ethelberta by Thomas Hardy, read by Fenella Woolgar. Fenella Woolgar gives an exemplary performance of this gentle comic novel, which skews the English class system. Ethelberta is a beautiful and clever young widow who is struggling to provide financial support for her 9 siblings and invalid mother. When her efforts as a poet fail, her practicality impels her to consider marriage to one of her many tenacious suitors. Woolgar provides Ethelberta with a youthful, light tone that belies her resolute nature. Woolgar expertly distinguishes the many characters with individualized vocal expression. Her pacing is relaxed and her vivid depictions of rural and city settings add atmosphere. This novel is an easy listen and can serve as an introduction to Hardy's works. It's available from Naxos Audiobooks, 16 hours long unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-1781984284 for $39. Sing a Black Girl Song, the unpublished work of Entesaki Shange. By Entesaki Shange, Imani Perry and Tarana Burke, read by Alfre Woodard, D. Woods, Regina Taylor, Lynn Whitfield, Okwi Okpukwazili, Ifa Baeza, Imani Perry, Robin Miles, Tarana Burke, and Savannah Shange. Entesaki Shange's posthumously published collection of plays, poems, and essays is brought to life by a stellar ensemble of narrators. It begins with Tarana Burke's personal foreword on meeting Shange and leads into Imani Perry's soft-spoken narration. Her even tone encourages reflection by anyone who connects with Shange's work, which has impacted black women for decades. Each section is introduced. The women's voices come in and out like one long, fluid performance poem. Many listeners will recognize the voices of actors Alfre Woodard, Lynn Whitfield, and Regina Taylor. Given the array of literary genres, all the voices, including that of a poet's daughter, Savannah Shange, are varied and distinct. That strength is most notable in the 2 plays included in this magnanimous work of art. It's available from Hachette Audio, 9 hours long unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-166-863-2277 for $31.99. Big Two-Hearted River, the Centennial Edition by Ernest Hemingway, read by Kyle Soller. If you are a fly fisherman or have a fly fisherman in your life, this early Hemingway short story is a must-listen. Kyle Soller transports the listener to an out-of-the-way river in Michigan where one can practically hear the water flowing, the insects buzzing, and the wind whispering through the trees. Soller never tries to do too much with his narration of this brief story of a young man who is trying to find peace in the backwoods. Instead, he lets Hemingway's words paint such a glorious picture that even those who don't fly fish will want to grab a rod and reel and try to land big trout. It's available from Harper Audio, 1.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-329-7524 for $27.99. And that's it for me for today. Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News. My name is Sarah.
You're listening to AfterSight.
In the United States, the leading cause of death for children isn't what you might expect. It's not car accidents or even illnesses like COVID. It's guns. Safe storage of firearms can significantly increase your family's safety and prevent a tragedy from striking your home. What does safe storage entail? It means keeping your firearm unloaded, locked, and in a secure location separate from ammunition. Every year, nearly 350 children under the age of 18 unintentionally shoot themselves or someone else, primarily due to firearms not being safely stored. It's estimated that 54% of gun owners don't securely lock all their guns, which contributes to these preventable accidents. Just as we use smoke detectors to alert us of fires and car seats to protect our children during travel, including a gun lock in your home safety plan is essential. In Colorado, this is not just good practice, it's law. Statute CRS 1812-114 requires gun owners to store firearms in locking devices out of the reach of children or prohibited persons. We all share the responsibility of keeping our loved ones safe. To learn more about safe storage and other gun violence prevention tools, visit ColoradoCeasefire.org or call 303-380-6711. That is 303-380-6711. Contact them at info@ColoradoCeasefire.org. Together, let's use safe storage practices to make our homes and communities safer, turning the tide on this leading cause of death among children.
Attention residents of Boulder County, Colorado. Boulder County Public Health is issuing a warning and urging everyone to exercise caution due to a significant increase in suspected drug overdoses. Reports from the City of Boulder Police Department have raised concerns, and it's essential to be prepared. Here are some vital facts. Leading cause of death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, drug overdoses are the primary cause of death for Americans over 50 years old. Opioid crisis. The opioid crisis, declared a national emergency, continues to contribute to the rising death rate. Fatal fentanyl overdoses. Recent data from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, CDPHE, shows a nearly 70% increase in fatal fentanyl overdoses from 2020 to 2021, with over 900 deaths reported in 2021. Local impact. Boulder County residents have experienced a 100% increase in fentanyl-related emergency department visits compared to the previous year. For more information and resources on overdose prevention, visit boco.org/overdose-prevention. To learn how to safely dispose of drugs, consult the Works Program. If you need guidance or support, reach out to Georgia Babatsikos, a harm reduction specialist, at 303-441-1100. Remember, your safety matters. Stay informed, take precautions, and let's work together to prevent drug overdoses in our community.
At Soul Dogs Incorporated, we provide behavioral, habilitative, rehabilitative, and professional development services to individuals with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities and autism. Located in Westminster, but operating throughout the Front Range, the vision of Soul Dogs Incorporated is a nonprofit service agency dedicated to providing evidence of the power in the human-animal relationship in healing trauma. How can we serve you? Call us and find out. 303-484-9361. That number again is 303-484-9361. Or you can visit our webpage at www.soul-dogs-inc.org. Browse our dog training day program. Read about our leadership team. Learn about our weekend social program. See if our behavior and supported employment services are right for you. Or simply click the links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok pages to see our dogs and our people at work, making life better for those we serve. Our dogs are always waiting to meet new friends. We hope you'll join us when you're ready.